Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. All right, I'm back. Amanda says she sent me a picture of the food that I want her to throw in the garbage. She writes, this is like $100 in food. Okay, she was going with the Jimmy Dean maple griddle cakes. Those are like sandwiches. And then the English muffin variety below that. She's got the frozen toaster strudel. Looks like lots of Pop-Tarts. Mac and cheese, Velveeta mac and cheese. This is the NFK right here. You can donate this to him. I think we've found your new lover. The NFK, that's what we have here. That's what Chris says. Do you shop with the NFK? There is no nutrition in there. Jeremy says, I don't mean to sound like a dick. I do when I say this, but okay, you eat this food. How does anyone know that after it's gone, there won't be another, oh, I'll start next week? What are you trying to say? Rebecca says, you can eat the Jimmy Dean things, but take the bun off. Let's see. Nick says, shit, fuck, that's a lot of junk. Aram says, that's dessert, not food. All right. I guess also the question is, how are you going to eat then? If that's what you ate and that's going away. So basically, her plan was to eat all of that between now and Monday. So two entire boxes of Jimmy Dean maple griddle cakes. I don't believe for a second that you, well, maybe you could. I don't know what you're capable of. Because you said you had to eat all that food. That would be several of those sandwiches and you got two boxes full plus all the toaster strudel. That's what you were going to eat for the next 3 days? Goddamn. You're going to gain 60 pounds this weekend. And so then what you're going to lose is all that. It's going to look, you're going to lose like 500 pounds in the first 2 days. Cole says, when was the last time the NFK got laid? Amanda and him might be soulmates. I don't know if he ever has. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it, Amanda. Rebecca says, if you binge that this weekend, your detox next week will suck. She says she's working on an AI meal plan. I don't know, man. Sounds like a bunch of shit to me. I don't know. I don't know anything about AI meal plans. I like that you set it all up and sent me the picture. Rebecca says, freeze what you can and allow yourself one as a treat every now and then. Jeremy says, rip the Band-Aid off and get started. That's how I did it. Aram says, an AI meal plan should take about 10 seconds. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know anything about that. Yeah, is that a thing where it takes like weeks? Maureen says, Amanda, can you share the AI meal plan once it's done? I'm curious about that. Okay. Oops. That's enough of that. I don't know if any of you believe in reincarnation. But if anything was going to make me believe in reincarnation, it's going to be the story about this little kid named Cade. He was born in 04. Well, he was a little kid then. He's 19 years old right now, or 21 years old. I need to hear more about this. I stumbled upon this, and I'll link it up. It's a 9-minute documentary short. And the story goes that kid who was born in 2004, he had an acumen for speaking quite young. So by the time he's like 18 months old, he's able to say sentences, and you can actually have a decent enough conversation with him. Seems smart. As time passes, he gets into his second year and then into his third year, and he starts saying to his mom, so she keeps talking about, he keeps talking about being in a tall building and falling out of a building. And he starts talking about big explosions in the building that he was in. And then he starts drawing pictures, and he's drawing pictures of two towers with a plane going in. And the mom is thinking what you and I are thinking right now. And it's like, how the fuck is this kid reciting 9/11 to me? And he's starting, as he grows, gets more and more descriptive with what he's explaining. And the kid eventually says, yeah, this happened to me. He's fucking 4 or 5 years old, and even gives his name. And the mom goes ahead and looks up what she knows of the circumstance, and she is actually able to pinpoint a guy from 9/11 with the name the kid gave, who in fact died during that event. And the kid, when they drive into any city that has even reasonably tall buildings, the kid does not like it. It's not great. And it's fucking bone chilling when I watch this goddamn thing. So I'm going to link it up, but let's get into a little bit of this.
Surprise 7 years ago.
When my son was born, it was an amazing experience, of course.
The first time I held Kate in my arms was amazing because I wasn't supposed to be able to have children.
Kate was different. He was like an old man. He wasn't like the bouncy baby. He just always looked at you like, what are you and who are you?
That's the way we look at Amanda's food.
2.5 months old. Amazing.
Cade was an early crawler, early talker, early walker, early everything. At 1.5, 2 years old, he was using very intricate words, very intelligent words. he could hold conversations with adults. It was around the age of 3 that Cade started talking about that he remembers dying. I would be in bed and Cade would just start crying in the middle of the night. And he would wake up screaming about working in a tall building. That he could see the Statue of Liberty from his office. He told me he dreamt that he was falling with the building, like the way he died. It's surreal to have a 3-year-old talking about New York and talking about death. Honestly, I started to think, could he have been in the World Trade Center?
Well, there's no doubt he was. Unless she's making all this up and she, like, coached him. That's entirely possible. But I don't know. I'm actually buying what she's selling.
But there was a huge part of me that said, wait a minute, that can't be. It can't be.
We didn't show him anything. He did. There's no way he could have known about it. It was before school. It was before preschool.
No one in my family knows anyone involved in the World Trade Center, and he's never been to New York. I noted it, but I never thought anything of it. I noted it as an oddism. I just thought he had a vivid imagination. A little bit later, he became...
I put him up for adoption. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Obsessed with planes.
Look at him. Here's his drawing.
At first, Cade was totally petrified by the airplanes, like they were monsters. He wasn't scared of them being in the air. It's more like he was scared of where they were going.
It was obsessed.
They need to sit this kid in front of the TV and make him watch, like, every angle of the planes going in, just to see how much he freaks out.
Of Cade's.
Look at, who's the asshole that got him a goddamn plane for Christmas? He's opening up a plane.
Wasn't just into planes. He was obsessed with planes.
Driving through downtown was hard for him. He wouldn't get out of the car and walk around. And he would ask if planes flew over downtown.
Cade is...
Why are they exposing the kid to this shit? Here, have yourself a plane for Christmas. Let's go look at the Empire State Building. Yoda World says, little Lego set that blows up when you press the button. Lego towers fall down. Aram writes, if he was inside, how would he know that it was a plane that flew into the tower and the way they flew in enough to draw it? I don't know. What kind of question is that? Just fucking enjoy the story.
A 7-year-old now, and to this day, Cade around tall buildings is frantic.
That feels creepy. I just don't like to look up.
I would not like to go in that tall building. No.
He doesn't want to be around them. He doesn't want to come close to them.
That big shiny one looked just like the Twin Towers. It brings back a lot of memories. But I'm not going in, okay?
Paranormal experts believe phobias are linked to trauma in a past life. You hear that?
I was worried. I was concerned.
We would make excuses. I say, well, you know, that's his personality. It finally did get to the point where I couldn't deny it anymore. He just flat out said that he was in a building that was hit by something. That it exploded. And that he had fallen. Everything, kind of the pieces, suddenly came together like a puzzle. The planes, the tall buildings.
I can't believe it took her that long to figure it out.
Person was at the World Trade Center.
The plane hit the World Trade Center. Then it got stuck in the building. When I was falling, I was still alive. And then all the rubble hit me. I didn't feel anything because I died.
He said all the rubbers hit him.
I'm feeling very sad for him because I don't imagine a man going through this. I imagine my baby going through this. And so I still...
I'd take this kid. I'd get him to try to predict, like, sporting events and shit like that.
To this day, I can't make the difference in my head. When he describes it, to me, it's my Cade. This is happening to him. I don't know how you get past that. I mean, life has so many things.
She's kind of weird, too. So this, she gives me kind of like a weird vibe.
Happen that you have to get past. How do you get past remembering that? At this point, Cade started asking me to change his name. That he didn't like Cade. He was just very insistent that Cade was not his name.
In order to prevent further pain to the victim's family, Molly chose to keep Cade's past life name a secret. Okay. But
I had a name now. So I went online and I posted Cade's story on a web board, hoping that other people would maybe help me find answers.
Okay, but if you have a name, you should be able to link it up with someone who actually died, right? Like, there's a list of everyone who died.
And it was actually another mother who sent me the link. And she said there was a man that worked in the World Trade Center. Oh. And he died on 9/11. His life mimics what Cade describes his life and his death was.
Oh, well, there you go.
I was absolutely shocked. Absolutely. I had to tell everyone I found it. I pulled up the obituary, the pictures, but I'd never thought about contacting the
victim. Yeah, she needs to say who it was.
Them's family.
You can't. I think that affects the credibility of this story. Okay, we gotta, you can't keep it private. If you've got something like this happening, this is paranormal. You owe it to the world to do this, and you must approach the family of the deceased, or you're a liar.
Continuing to follow through with anything to do with 9/11 may interrupt their mourning process. But also, what would you say? What would you say to somebody? Your son didn't die. He is just someone different now.
The only thing I'd be afraid of is think I'm crazy or something like that.
Well, what would you say? I mean,
I'd say this kid was is your dad. He's fucking here.
I would imagine if somebody called me with that, I would hang up the phone.
That's what she's afraid of.
I've done the investigation. I've made the connection, and now I know. I know the truth. I know who he was. I know how he died. But as a mother, I'm feeling very helpless. I can't make this memory go away. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix this.
I think this chick's fucked. I think that's the problem.
My husband and I
think she has been, this is an experiment.
I have been lost for 7 years on how to raise this one. Cade's situation now in the neighborhood is bleak. There are people in the neighborhood who don't want their kids to play with Cade.
Well, I wouldn't either.
Cade has a hard time with other kids his age, and it's making his childhood miserable.
The mom has ruined the child. That's what we have here.
Friend he's ever told the story to has called him a liar and laughed at him. Teachers tend to not like him because he was scaring the other children or he was disrupting the class.
Kid's name might as well be Kenny Hinson.
Heartbroken. Absolutely heartbroken.
You just want everybody to like your kid.
If they would open their eyes, if they would just open their mind a little bit and understand.
I don't like her. I think it's her.
My priority now is to just make life as easy as possible on Cade. Try to help him to be comfortable in his Cade body.
Every parent's hope for their kid is that they're more successful than you are, and they don't have to work as hard as you in life. And that, you know, eventually one day people...
I think dad's clean. He's
will
just
be able
stupid.
To understand him and who he is. because I love him. I wouldn't trade him in for anything in the world. No,
that's a lie.
I need him to learn to be Cade, to learn to be a kid again, to learn to laugh. And I think we're going to get there. I do.
Okay, so says Cade is playing in a football league, improving in school, and says he feels more comfortable being 7 years old. This is a very old clip. And then no one else has heard anything about this. He continues to have nightmares. I need more information. I need an update as to what is going on with Cade. I need to know what's going on with Mom. There's no way that I'm gonna believe this. It just falls short. You know?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tofa says they have a fucking motor sitting in their living room. Kenny says, honestly, I'm good never hearing her voice or that background music on the story ever again. Tyler writes, I took a psych class for a few years ago, and someone introducing themselves said, in my previous life, I was a police officer and killed in the line of duty, so I'd like to do something in law enforcement again. Resoundingly hated the mutant parents. Tofa says, I hate those two mutants. Dave writes, Mediocrity Dave says, everybody wants their kid to be special, but this is the wrong way going. I don't think anybody is buying this. Chris said, here's the attention you asked for, lady. Okay, so I think we can all agree Mom is spearheading this brainwashing to get and has facilitated this so that the kid will utter this shit if he does even at all. Because we would have heard something. It wouldn't surprise me at all if I get an update that the mom and dad are dead and the kid's in prison because he's 21 years old now. He's probably molesting people. My God. Closer to home, there is an event called Electric Forest. And many years ago, like 6.5 years ago, some guy went missing. And the rumor was, he was abducted by a cult at Electric Forest. And so much so that every time my daughter goes, I'm like, be careful. Why? Because people get stolen. Nobody got stolen, Dad. No, that one guy did. Well, Kevin Graves is his name, and his remains have finally been found. Now, they did an extensive search, and the family now is saying, why did this take 6.5 years? His body was just found 100 yards, or feet it was, I think it was yards, from where he was camping. It was just found yesterday. There's not a lot left. There's just clothes that are laying there. Some bones, his cell phone, his wallet, and everybody's searching for answers. What the fuck happened to this guy at the Rothbury Music Festival in Oceanic County, like 90 minutes from here?
News starts now with a breaking news alert.
We begin with breaking news. Michigan State Police detectives say they have identified human remains found Monday in Rothbury. They belong to Kevin Graves, who has been missing since 2018. Our Michael Martin has been following this case from the beginning. He joins us now live in the studio. Michael.
Josh, the Michigan State Police tell us that forensic anthropologists made the positive identification just this morning using dental records. Kevin Graves went missing back in 2018 after he attended the Electric Forest Music and Arts Festival. The community had launched a search along with his family after he went missing, but his body was never located. A person now living on the land where Graves' body was found was out walking on Monday, and they came across bones. The Michigan State Police say it may now take several months to determine how he died, but say at this point they see no indications of foul play. Just moments ago, I talked with Kevin Graves' father, Gary Graves, over the phone, who said sheriff's deputies delivered the news this afternoon.
Just to thank everybody for the support they gave us and the prayers that they've been giving us, and all the help that they gave us, and not much more we can say except that at least now we can have a little peace.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, the Michigan State Police posted a message on X asking that people and the family keep the family and friends of Kevin Graves in their thoughts. In the studio, Michael Martin, Fox 17 News.
So now they're trying to figure out, A, how did he die? And how did they miss him? Because there's been a couple family members like, well, I mean, because he had gotten in like an argument with the girlfriend and he said, hey, I'm going to take a walk in the woods. And they said, all right, fuck you. And he took off and he walked in the wooded area and he's never seen again. And then he was just found as the what's left of him was found by accident by whoever that was. Not far from where he said, hey, I'm going for a walk in the woods. So family members are like, how did you? What? This is strange. Some video I'd like to show you of a young man losing his mind. As Nick's, I'll get to that in a second. Nick says the ex-girlfriend's hiding something. Tyler says he wandered out in a drug-induced stupor and OD'd. Elementary, my dear Watson. Tophus says, did anyone report him missing? Well, yeah, we just said that the story indicated that there was they'd been looking for him for 6.5 years. There was fucking the police were involved. There was billboards everywhere. That was all in the story. What's wrong with people on this show today, in particular Tophus and Corey, not being able to piece together various clues on stories? Of course they reported a missing dick. The whole story was about how no one found him after he was fucking reported missing. God. Fucking idiots. No more questions from stupid people on the show. This story happened at a Costco. Cue someone writing, what store did this happen at? The kid has special needs, and he says he's doing King Kong and going ahead to the area where all the televisions are and destroying the TVs. Somewhere in California. Now, the guy who's doing like his own interpretation of this video sounds like an idiot. And I don't find him funny at all, but he's doing some narration of this, and it's probably pretty terrible.
Move! Get out of the fucking way! Oh, shit! What the fuck's going on, man? I'm at the Costco, and there's this retarded kid tweaking the fuck out, knocking all the TVs down. And I'm not trying to be racist, but he's doing it. He's making all these fucking monkey noises and screaming about how he's King Kong.
He really is saying he's King Kong. And I mean, if you're going to act like King Kong, this is a good way to do it.
Security, get the fuck up there. Stop this kid. He's out of control. Oh, there goes another one. Another TV destroyed by the mighty King Kong.
Now this kid, as he pushes the TV, you know what he's doing. Why are they not grabbing the TV as it falls here? I mean, how hard would that be?
King Kong, no! Oh,
shit. You should have stopped that.
That one's fucking broken. Yo, come here. Come here. King Kong, you gotta stop. King Kong, come here.
I need King Kong.
Okay, King Kong, you're terrorizing everybody in the fucking Costco. Holy shit, this kid's lost it. I know, but I need King Kong. Who can say?
I don't understand why anybody isn't just reaching up and grabbing his shirt and yanking this little fuck down. He might have been able to get away. If this was 1975, this kid may have been able to get away with doing that, well, like for one TV. But then you go up and you yank that little fuck, and then you deal with the issue. You don't just let him do it. And I'm not even suggesting you like beat his ass or anything. Dave says no one's grabbing him because no one wants to get sued. Well, all right. But that's assuming that the mom or dad is not there. Maybe not. You're right. If there is no mom or dad there, then you just watch the show. But if you are the mom or the dad, you absolutely got to grab his ass and, you know, to make that end. Tyler says, I bet this happened at a Costco. Kind of looks like a Costco. Yeah, Tophus and Corey, why don't you go ahead and ask some more stupid questions? All right. Thanks again, as always, to the key sponsors that help make this show happen. Werner Roofing. They put a roof on this house. They'll put a roof on your house. WernerRoofing.com. They are the best. Go to their website. Put in your information. There'll be someone calling you by the end of the day. Scheduling a visit to kind of like get started on the whole process. WernerRoofing.com, W-E-R-N-E-R, roofing.com. The cannabis facility sponsor of the Eric Zane Show podcast is The Green Medicine Shop. They are in Greenville, Michigan. You can find them at thegreenmedicineshop.com, Michigan's newest recreational cannabis facility. They also have medicinal cannabis with a med card, which you can get on their website, thegreenmedicineshop.com. Make the trip to Greenville, Michigan, and go see the folks at Green Medicine Shop. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage says, buy now, refinance later, 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Good group over there. Make the entire process quite simple for you, especially if you are a first-time home buyer. And you can call from anywhere in the U.S., 231-332-6505. When it comes to healthcare, I want you to reach out to Frank Fuss at buyinsurancehere.com. He will help you make the right decision as you get your insurance policy, your health insurance policy from healthcare.gov. That could be whether if you've just been laid off or fired, You're in between jobs, you're a business owner, you get your own insurance, or perhaps your employer does not offer insurance. Buyinsurancehere.com. Frank will take care of everything for you, and his services, as always, are free. I get my hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, and you should too. Cutting dudes' hair and chicks who like short hair for more than 50 years at King's Room Barbershop. Go to kingsroom.net for schedules and times, and head over. Everything is walk-in. It's going to cost you $19 plus tip to get a haircut from King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. Speaking of stupid, couple of local yokel brothers who live on the wrong side of the hard living line robbed a bank in one of the local communities, because they said, it looked like it was kind of like an out-of-the-way place and a good bank to rob, said these two geniuses. The older one is on the left. He's like in his early to mid-20s. The younger one is on his right. They tried to rob the Independent Bank on December 30th. The way they did this was they decided they were going to rob this small town bank. They were wearing distinctive clothing when they robbed the bank. They had no weapon. It was just a note that said, "We're robbing the bank. No dye packs, no trackers." Teller emptied the drawer. It was $335. Well, the one guy said, "I needed the cash because I've got a baby coming," his quote. The younger one was the getaway driver. So the older one goes in, and the cops come along, and they say, "All right, what was he wearing?" And he was wearing what is described as distinctive clothing. Now, I don't know what that is. It could be maybe a graphic tee. It could be maybe a shirt that says, "Go fuck yourself." I don't know. But the cops were like, "Okay, now what are the odds?" And he had a ski mask, and he had duct tape on his on the ends of his shirt to cover up any tattoos that the gloves couldn't cover. Whatever. The cop's like, "Well, what are the odds that they went to the local Meijer and bought all this shit, like the ski mask and the duct tape, like day of?" So they went to the Meijer, and they looked at the surveillance video. And they saw two guys go in and buy ski masks and dust and duct tape. And they go, "Well, we bet that that's them." So then they followed the video camera out of the store and to the parking lot. And the parking lot video shows them getting into a car, which had a license plate. So they said, "These are the guys that did it." And they went to their home and arrested these idiots. And because they did just that. They were wearing the same clothes, especially the guy who went into the actual bank trying to get it, as he was wearing when he went to the Meijer 5 hours earlier to get all the shit to pull off the robbery. My God. Christopher said he knew he made a mistake and that he was the mastermind. He said he'd been thinking about robbing a bank for years, quote, "because that's what all criminals do," records show. Okay. It's crazy because I was just watching clips from that outstanding movie Hell or High Water recently. One of the all-time great heist/modern Western films. Jeff Bridges, Chris Pine, and some other guy who's also awesome. It's a great fucking movie. I don't think these two were as smart as they were when they were robbing all the banks in Texas. Great movie, by the way, if that's your thing. Hell or High Water. If you're into modern Westerns, that is an outstanding film. Nick says Sand Lake is Cedar Springs' retarded little brother. Well, yeah, and these two went to the local Cedar Springs Meijer to get all their shit. Aram says, "Wait, didn't they wear masks? How did they get caught? Tell me you're kidding. Tell me you're going with the theme that Corey and Tophus did about missing key points in the details. Or are you serious? I need to know, because I don't think you could possibly be serious. I think you're actually just leaning into the stupidity at this point. But it's possible." Corey says, "What was the duct tape for?" Stevie says, "The chat is off the charts today." Tophus says, "So did they try and rob the bank?" I see what you're doing, you idiots. Amanda, have you thrown out the shitty food yet? Go donate it to the food pantry. and get yourself a salad. Take the L. You'll feel so much better. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get to the asshole of the day. Do you have any suggestions for today's asshole of the day ceremonies brought to you by TC Paintball? Online at tcpaintballgr.com. I think it might be 9/11 mom. Reincarnation mom. I do want that to be true, though, but I don't think it is. Still found it interesting. Rich says, not winning any weight loss bets, eating toaster strudel and Jimmy Dean's. 9/11 reincarnation mom is the asshole of the day. Congratulations to you. That is my time here. Thank you for being here. I sense a taco nap. I think there is going to be a taco nap today. I can commit to that early. Otherwise, I'll be back on the Patreon bonus podcast. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.